talking to Coach Imus a little bit on our coaches show Saturday, that you've had a chance to work with some great coaches here over the past couple of years, and the Broken Bow job opened up, and I'm sure you're having a ball with this program, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Like Coach Imus probably said, I got to work with the Baronics at Kearney High for a few years and learned a lot from them, and Broken Bow job came open. It was just time for me to try it on my own, and it's been a blast so far.
And I'm sure taking a lot of what you've learned over the years with some of those programs and kind of install and see what the Broken Bow kids say can do with some of this, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yep, we're kind of installing a fast-paced tempo and getting up and down the floor and shooting a lot of threes and hopefully making a lot of threes.
I know it's been kind of tough for Broken Bow boys basketball coach the last couple of years, but hopefully on the way to turning that around here over the next year or so.
Yep, we're kind of in a little bit of a rebuild. We got kind of a good mixture of some old kids that have played a lot, and then we have some young kids coming up that are kind of forced to play in big moments in varsity, and so they're getting good experience, and we're having fun with that, learning a lot.
Played some good teams in the schedule so far, Coach. I know just got done, you know, dealing with the Grand Island Northwest team. That sounds like they're pretty good, and some nice wins. Minden, a fellow Southwest Conference team. You played Holdridge. We've had a chance to see them. So you played some good teams here in the first eight games.
Yeah, first game of the year. Coach Runge at Holdridge was actually one of my college roommates, so that was kind of a cool experience for me personally. And then to kind of tell our kids about, and he's got a really good team, and they kind of put it on us, so we got humbled real quick early. And yeah, it was cool to get a win versus Minden, first win, Southwest Conference rival, so that was cool. Also played Adam Central, who's kind of one of the top teams in C1 in our holiday tournament, so we've seen some pretty good teams.
I was looking over your stats, and you've got a couple of double figure scorers. You got a junior and you got a senior, a couple of guys kind of leading the way.
Yep, Dom Nowak is our leading scorer. He is our junior, and then Braxton Johnson is a senior, and he's getting into double figures, and he had a great holiday tournament and is kind of turning it on right now. And we got some other really good players. They're kind of learning the new style together and figuring out how we're going to play our game. So,
and I see you mentioned some seniors. You kind of lean on those guys a little bit, but getting some minutes. I'm sure there's some underclassmen that you're looking forward to watching over the next couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. Zach Jackson, he's a sophomore right now for us. He's with our low numbers. We ask him to do a lot. He has to play a little bit of JV, and then he also starts on our varsity team, and we ask a lot of him. But super great kid, works hard, and does everything the best he can and tries his hardest always. And yeah, we got some good kids in that sophomore class. Kai and Toby came in and helped us with a little bit of offense versus Hershey Thursday night, so that was good to see there.
Well, Coach, like us, it's a busy week. You got three games coming back here. You get back into school, classes, get back into routine a little bit. And the Bison, I'm sure you've watched a little game film. What do you like about this team, and what's got to be done on Tuesday to get a big road win?
Yeah, McCook's a solid team. You know, they're athletic. They got a couple guys that can shoot it. So we're really going to have to get glued in defensively and be great communicating and boxing those guys out, because they got some good athletes. So we're looking forward to coming down to McCook. This will be my first time in McCook's gym. I've heard some cool stories from it, from some buddies that I have from McCook, and we're excited for it.
Boy, the Southwest Conference coaching the boys' side, tougher than nails. You've had a chance to see Holdridge off to a good start. You'll see Cozad later, so will we, Ogallala, you know, teams like that. To get a home game in that first round is a challenge and a half, and that conference tournament is going to be pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's got to be one of the best conferences top to bottom, in my opinion. Some really good teams, and some teams that we'll probably be looking to compete in March for, you know, those final four spots and two spots in the state tournament. So, yeah, looking forward to playing some really good teams.